Before we get to the Haftorah this morning, because we are moving expeditiously without a bar or bat mitzvah this morning, one of those rare Shabbatot where we don't have a bar or a bat mitzvah, please. And also, I know that many of our congregants, which is a really nice thing, have gone to Rabbi Sella's installation at his new congregation, showing him support, a former rabbi of Sinai Temple. So we have a couple extra minutes for me to explain a principle of Judaism that most people don't think about or are unaware of, but actually determines a lot of the Jewish tradition. And you can see it this morning with the question of the Yovel and the Shemitah and the fact that when you buy land, you can't keep it forever. And it's not true that Judaism doesn't believe in private property. It clearly does. In fact, much of the Bible fits very well in a capitalist system because it's clear from the acquisition of land and from farming and from trade that early on, Jews didn't have this idea that nobody should own property, and yet there is a principle that it reverts to its original owner. And if you ask yourself why that is, I'll add two more things to it, two more puzzles about the Jewish tradition. One is, why is it that you are not allowed, for example, in Judaism, to commit suicide? In American law, it's almost inexplicable why it's against American law, because after all, you ought to be sovereign over your own body, and whatever you want to do to yourself, you ought to be able to do. But in Jewish law, there's a very good reason why you can't do it. And there's an equally good reason why there's some prohibition against tattooing. The idea, by the way, that you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have a tattoo is nonsense, but it's very helpful for parents. So don't tell anyone that it's nonsense. I mean, think about this for a minute. You can bury, you know, people who violate every other Jewish law in the world in a Jewish cemetery, but all of a sudden, if you put a butterfly on your shoulder, they say, sorry, we won't take you. So of course you can be buried in a Jewish cemetery, but there is a clear prejudice against tattooing. And the reason is the same, that you're not allowed to commit suicide and that the land reverts to its owner, which is ultimately nothing that you have is yours. It's all on loan. It's all a gift. Your body, in our American idea of what a body is about, it belongs to you. You can do with it whatever you want. But that's not true according to the Jewish tradition. Your body is a gift from God, and in fact, sooner or later, God will demand it back. It's a reason why you can't cremate a body in Judaism, because you don't have a right to destroy something that doesn't belong to you. So you can't tell people, burn this, because I don't care about it, because it's actually not yours. One of my teachers I remember in rabbinical school, whom many of you know, Elliot Dorf, said, your body is like an apartment. It's given to you. Everybody knows you're going to put a few posters up. It's not going to look the same when they get it back as when they gave it to you. But you're not allowed to trash the place because it's not yours. It's just rented. And the same thing is true with our possessions. They're only rented. You don't actually get to keep them forever. Nobody takes them with them. And your body, and that's why you can't deface it. You can't destroy it. And that gives you a different view of how the world is put together. It's why the rabbis say, if you eat without making a blessing, you're a thief. Because you're not paying God for the food that you get. Instead, you're just taking it without rendering the payment, which is a thank you, essentially, which is what the blessing is. And the same thing is true for all. Once you know this principle, a lot of the tradition falls into place. Why do you have to do these things? Because everything is a gift and a blessing and a loan. And none of it actually belongs to us. And in fact, this makes sense from another perspective. You will see a lot of people who are very proud of the businesses they built or the homes they own or the cars they drive. But if you ask yourself, how did you get this? The answer is they got it either through family or through intelligence or through drive, or through ability, and none of those things did they earn. If you were smart enough to make a good living, you didn't earn your IQ points. If you have a good business sense, it was given to you. Everything we have ultimately is based on the gifts that we were given. And not only that, but you could have had the same gifts and lived in a different part of the world and it wouldn't have mattered. If, after all, you lived in a relocation camp in the Sudan, it wouldn't matter how good your business sense was. There's nobody to do business with. So when you look at it this way, you understand that Judaism really does consider that life is about how you use the gifts you were given and the gratitude you feel for them. And that's why nothing ultimately belongs to us. It's just our task to make the world better, to pass it on to other people, for them to have it for a brief while too, just as those who preceded us did. So the land constantly goes back. The body that you have still belongs to God and has to be returned to God. And the abilities that all of us are so proud of are really gifts that we were lucky enough to be given. And the question is whether we use them only for our own ends or for something greater than ourselves. So let's bring everybody in.